So Nick Foles, what have you seen from him in the handful of games so far for Philly?
Well, it's more than a handful. The thing about Nick Foles is, and then you know this, Chris, because you were back here the first time he played, or you might have been in Syracuse, but Nick Foles has a history in Philadelphia. He was the guy that in 2013, under Chip Kelly, threw 27 touchdowns and two picks. One of the great seasons in NFL history. His rating was huge. Then he went to the Rams and, you know, didn't do much. Now he's back. He played one good game and two bad games. You just got to hope you get more of the Nick Foles, the Dr. Jekyll Nick Foles, we call him here, and not the Mr. Hyde. But let me say one thing. Nick Foles does not have to play a great game for the Eagles to win. I think we've gone way too far in the other direction of thinking that not only are quarterbacks the most important players on a team, which they obviously are, but they got to be Joe Montana every game to win. That's not the case and never will be the case. You got 21 other players as well.
So, where, Paul, do the Eagles go in their game plan on the offensive side of the ball? Because I don't think they can expect Foles to be Wentz. So, other people have to be more front and center in the game plan. Is this team going to try to run the ball maybe more than they would if Wentz had been in the lineup?
I think they will. I think the big advantage that the Eagles have, and I mean a huge advantage, and it's why I think they're going to win this game, is Atlanta is, if not the least physical team in the NFL, one of the few least physical teams. And the Eagles can manhandle them on both lines. The Eagles are very physical in the front seven, very physical on the offensive line. And I think they just got to punch Atlanta in the face early and often and keep going. With the game plan respect, yeah, they got to run the ball. Jay Ajayi, who you guys are obviously very familiar with, has to be okay and able to carry the load. Garrett Blunt's got to be better than he was. I think Zach Ertz, the tight end's got to be a key. The Eagles' season has been guys getting hurt and the results not really mattering because guys have stepped up. And that's what they're going to have to do here. You know, despite the fact that somebody's position may not be hurt, everybody's going to have to make up for the quarterback thing a little bit and step up. And if the Eagles can do that, they can win. If not, Atlanta probably heads on.
Paul Dalovitz, WIP Radio, Eagles postgame, joining us here on Idaho Sports Talk. You mentioned Jay Ajayi. What has been his role down the stretch of the season compared to when he just first arrived in Philadelphia? What was it, right around the trade deadline?
Yeah, let me throw another question at you, Chris, for a quick second, then I'll answer that one. Where's Jay Ajayi from?
Well, from London, Boise, went to Boise State,
Texas.
Also from Texas, too. So he's got
a lot of different places.
Where are
your Sixers playing right now as we speak?
I may or may not have the game on right in front of me, and yeah, they're playing in London. The Eagles will play in London next year, by the way, too. That just came out today.
True. Yeah, Philly's going London. But James, you can talk about the knee incessantly. He reportedly had a bad knee in college at the Combine. You guys would know more about that than me. He was rested in practice a little bit last week. The Eagles keep saying there's nothing wrong with the knee. He's been effective when he's run the ball, more in the first half than the second half. I don't know if there's a wear and tear factor. He's obviously not the fastest guy in the world, but he's a very effective guy. He rushed for 130 yards against Atlanta earlier this year with the Dolphins, which doesn't mean much. But, again, it's just next man up. I'm going to keep saying that. You just got to do your thing, whoever you are. And then look up at the end of the day, and I think the physicality of the Eagles and Atlanta's offense isn't what it was last year. Matt Ryan is from Philadelphia. Penn Charter has never played that well in Philly. I don't know if it gets to him or if it's bad luck or whatever, but I'll be shocked if the Eagles lose this game. I won't say surprised. I'll say shocked.
Paul Dalovitz joining us. He is a host on WIP Radio of the Eagles postgame show. Paul, we've talked a little bit about crowds influencing things. Boise State basketball trying to head to a sellout for San Diego State on Saturday night here. We've talked about influence of crowds. So the Eagles are the one seed. They get a chance to be home throughout the NFC playoffs. How good is the crowd in Philadelphia, and how much do you think they can help the Eagles?
That's a great question. To me, that's what you get number one seed for. It's not because you enjoy playing on Bermuda grass or whatever your field's made out of. Because of that crowd, obviously you don't have to travel. Excuse me. And we know the other things are affiliated with it, but the biggest thing is the crowd, and then they got to start right away. Get on the other team. Get them back on their heels when they're in the end zones where the crowd's close. Be as loud as you can. Try to have them commit false starts or not hear well on the offensive side of the ball. A very crisp offense may not be quite as crisp with 11 million decibels coming at him. That's a great question, and that is the thing that you can't hurt the crowd. I mean, people can get hurt, players can get hurt, but the crowd can always do their thing, and the Eagles are going to need every bit, every decibel from every last fan on Saturday, as well as next week if they're lucky enough to get there.
Paul Jolovitz, WIP Radio and Eagles postgame, joining us on Idaho Sports Talk. So you already said the Eagles are going to win. You'd be shocked if they didn't. High scoring, low scoring, and what will be the key plays of the game? What will be the deciding factor?
Well, I think low scoring, Chris. If it's high scoring, I think the Eagles are in a little bit of trouble because of the Foles Wentz factor. If Nick can play a good game, again, I think the run will be more emphasized. Pocket passing, obviously not Carson's magic, but the physical part, I think it's going to be the key. After this game, I think we're going to be saying the more physical team won the game. I think you want to run the ball, keep the ball away from Matty Ryan. I don't think it's going to be an aerial circus. I'm going to say Eagles 20, Falcons 16. And the key plays of the game, I'm not smart enough to know that right away, but I think Zach Ertz against the Atlanta defense. And again, remember this. You guys, we all saw it. Everybody saw it last week, and the announcers even talked about it. The Falcons defense, the Falcons defensive backs did more and more and more as the game went on physically against the Ram wide receivers. And they were basically saying, hey, refs, what are you going to call? Where are you going to draw the line? Because I'm going to keep doing things until you do. And I think every position, the Eagles need to do that on Saturday to make sure that they make the most of their advantage. And my guess is that it's going to be a turnover that changes this game in a short field for the Eagles due to their physicality.